Free Presbyterian Church in England and Wales, we present Let the Bible Speak. Once again, it's time to Let the Bible Speak, and I invite you to stay tuned as we bring the gospel in message and song. And welcome in the Savior's name. I'm Leslie Kern, and it's my pleasure to be presenting another Let the Bible Speak broadcast. The theme of the messages this week is the gospel of the grace of God, and letting the Bible speak is the Reverend James Beggs. And he'll be doing that once again from Ephesians 2, verses 8 and 9, where we read, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." And in just a few moments, the Reverend Beggs will be bringing the Lord's message right after these words in song.
To take a further look at this great text, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Now, in our last message, we were looking at the term grace and showing how it excludes man's work entirely in the salvation of the sinner. Today I want you to notice that there is something that runs parallel with grace here, something that is the complement of grace. What does the text say? "By grace are you saved," and then it adds, "through faith." We have already asked in this study, what is salvation? And also the question, what is grace? And now, we ask, what is faith? The Shorter Catechism, compiled by the divines at Westminster, puts it in this very scriptural and simple way. Faith in Jesus Christ is a saving grace whereby we receive and rest upon Him alone for salvation, as He is offered to us in the Gospel. This faith is given to us by God. It is the gift of God. God in mercy and in grace places the seed of life and faith in our hearts, and by it we receive and rest upon Jesus Christ alone for our salvation. Faith is the power God places within us, whereby we reach out and lay hold of our Lord Jesus Christ as the only hope of real salvation. I want you to notice here what faith does. It does not in itself save, but it leads us to the one, the only one who can save us and is suitable to all our needs. Someone described Christ as the inexhaustible reservoir and faith as the sure pipeline that connects us to Him. The important question for us is this: is the person to whom faith conducts us really able to do what he says he can do? And can he effectually and eternally save us from sin and all its dark and painful consequences? A multitude of changed and transformed sinners answer yes. And indeed it is evident to us in their changed lives. But let us look at this one, this unique and holy one, who has come, as Scripture says, to save his people from their sins. Has he the power and authority to do all he says he can do? Paul says some things about him in the book of Colossians chapter 1, that extol and magnify the Christ of God in all the excellencies of his glorious person. In Colossians 1:16 we read, "For by him," that's the Lord Jesus, "were all things created that are in heaven and earth." First then, by him all things were created. Look around you in this wonderful universe and see the revelation of a Creator in every blade of grass that grows and every flower that blooms. Who created these things? Scripture points to Christ as the Creator. He who has an infinite power created the heavens and the earth is surely worthy of our trust and is indeed equal to the need of our salvation. But then again in verse 17 of Colossians 1, Paul says, "And he is before all things, and by him all things consist." This same mighty one who hath created all things does not leave them to their own devices, but upholds them by the word of his power, and preserves and controls them by his mighty hand and for his own glory. And will not he who hath redeemed us at such great price and saved us likewise uphold and preserve us by his omnipotent might and power? And then again in verse 18 we read that among all things he, the Lord Jesus Christ, might have the preeminence. By him all things are crowned. We see him here at the very center of all things, and wearing the crown of sovereign majesty. And is not Christ also at the very center of all things that pertain to our salvation? He alone is the center of our redemption and of our salvation. A true faith does not lead me to the church, nor to its sacraments, nor to good works, or to the efforts of men. But a true and a saving faith conducts us to the Lord Jesus Christ himself. He who was eternally God, who took upon himself the form of a servant, and came not only to a manger but to a cross, in order that he might redeem and save a people unto himself. And we would this day urge you to look alone to him, the Lord Jesus Christ, to come to him with humility and contrite hearts, and there at the cross to bow before him and to call upon him for pardon, mercy, and salvation. And the soul that truly turns from sin to Jesus Christ will find mercy and the knowledge of sins forgiven and the peace of God that passeth all understanding.
Been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church in London. If we can be of further spiritual help, then I invite you to write to our minister here in London, the Reverend Gordon Ferguson, at 29 Cheltenham Road, Leighton, E10 6EU. The Reverend Gordon Ferguson, 29 Cheltenham Road, Leighton, E10 6EU. If you wish to contact him by telephone, please use our answer phone service on 0181 539 1706. 0181 539 1706. And he'll also be glad to give you details of the Sunday services. Thank you for listening, and may the Lord richly bless you. I trust you'll join us each day, Monday to Friday, at this same time, when we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.